Well, the fight over immigration policy in many ways is coming to something of a head, the battle taking place on a number of fronts at the same time. There's no doubt that it's being driven by the coalition government and the Tory side, I suppose, in particular, who are keen to look tough on immigration. And in that way, though they don't say so, head off at the pass the advance of the UK Independence Party, who are threatening to eat significantly into their support, taking a disproportionate number of Tory supporters away to UKIP and threatening the Tories' position, whether it's in local elections, additionally, I guess, when you get to the European elections next year and beyond that, the general election. So we have, well, just today in the House, we have the immigration bill up before MPs, which is toughening up the law in a number of different respects. For example, landlords would have a new obligation to check the immigration status of people who want to rent their property. Now, thanks, I think, to the reservations of the Liberal Democrat Party in government, that's been rather scaled down to something of a sort of phased rollout. It's being brought in bit by bit. And if it happens on a larger scale at all, that would be after the next election. There are other parts of the bill. We'll see a bond for people coming into this country from outside, temporary migrants. They'd have to take out a bond, a £200 bond, in exchange for access to the NHS. On another front, we've seen the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, talking about the cost of immigrants coming to this country and using NHS services and looking for a way to recoup the cost of that, put in place a tougher regime. So the status of potential patients is checked, and where they're not entitled or they're required to pay, that the money is extracted from their home country or from them. We're also seeing something of a setback, arguably, for the hawks inside the government on immigration, where the vans that were carrying posters telling unlawful migrants to go home or face arrest. The Liberal Democrats didn't like that. The communities they rolled around in didn't like that. And now we're told, after some evaluation, that's not going ahead. So a big argument, advances for the coalition and the Tories on some, rather less of an advance on others. But the argument absolutely carries on.